Ottawa. A Russian race car driver is taking Canada to court, saying sanctions imposed against him following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine are unfairly hurting his career. Nikita Mazepin, a former Formula One driver, wants the federal court to direct Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly to take immediate steps to remove him from the Canadian sanctions list. He says at the very least Joly should make a decision on his application to be taken off the list and tell him the result within 5 days. Mazepin is also asking the court to order interim relief that would allow him to take part in racing activities in Canada. The driver and his father, businessman Dmitry Mazepin, were among 14 people considered to be oligarchs, family members or close associates of the Russian regime who were added to Canada's sanctions roster on the same day last May. Global Affairs Canada declined to comment on the case while it is before the federal court. Canada has sanctioned hundreds of Russian individuals and organizations over Moscow's attack on Ukraine, prohibiting financial dealings linked to Canada. Mazepin's notice of application filed in court says he is a young sportsman and professional motorsport driver who is in no way involved in the aggression suffered by Ukraine, nor engaged in any economic sectors providing substantial revenue to Russia. The sanctions hinder Mazepin's ability to take part in racing events in Canada or have dealings with Canadians, which catastrophically reduces his eligibility for a return to the Formula One circuit next year, the application says. Mazepin, 24, realized his lifelong dream of becoming a Formula One driver in early 2021, joining the Haas team as one of its two drivers. In March 2022, the team ended its agreement with him for the coming season. Shortly after, the European Union levied sanctions against Mazepin, but a court has since granted interim relief allowing him to pursue his career in the EU. In addition, he took part in the 2023 Asian Le Mans Endurance Racing Series. Negotiations for the 2024 F1 season will begin this spring or summer, making the case urgent, the court application says. If Mazepin is not able to participate in the next F1 season, which would be his third consecutive missed season, it will be extremely difficult, if not impossible, for him to be recruited again as an F1 driver or as a driver in other motorsport championships. Mazepin asked Global Affairs last year for the rationale behind his listing, even submitting an access to information request seeking details, but was unsuccessful, the notice adds. In December, he submitted an application to be taken off the sanctions list. However, the minister missed a 90-day deadline to respond, the court filing says. Mazepin's notice argues the minister failed to observe the principles of natural justice by not providing him an opportunity to be heard on the listing decision and failing to provide him with reasons for the sanctions. Global Affairs has not yet filed a statement of defense with the court. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 22, 2023. Jim Bronskill, The Canadian Press.